Good morning, on Sunday the 5th of December 2021. The readings for today are from Philippians chapter 1 verses 3 to 11 and from the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 3 verses 1 to 6. I want to look at the passage from Philippians chapter 1 verses 3 to 11. And it's entitled in my Bible, Thankfulness and Prayer. But I want to look at this passage in reverse. And all I mean by that is I want to start at verse 11 and work my way back, perhaps all the way back to verse 3. And verse 11 starts by saying, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. Paul's writing to the church in Philippi, and he ends by saying that they are filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. And the thing is, righteousness is by Jesus Christ, and the fruits of righteousness are also by Jesus Christ. For we are filled with his righteousness. Remember, I've said to you before, and when Jesus died on the cross, he didn't just take away our sins so that we would be forgiven, but there was an exchange that took place. Because when he took away our sins, he also gave us his righteousness. And Paul here is saying to the Philippians that they'll not only have his righteousness, but they will be filled with the fruits of his righteousness, to the glory and praise in God. And so as you think on what I'm saying, and hopefully if you're looking and reading at Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 11, and you look at this verse, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God, do you see yourself as being filled with the fruits of righteousness? For my prayer is that you do, and that you will. And you are conscious that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because when we come to faith in Jesus Christ, we are made righteous. And we're made righteous by grace. It's a gift that we don't deserve. It's not something that we have gained because we're due it because we're owed it. No, it's totally by grace, God's goodness and greatness, his love, his concern for us, by grace, totally unmerited favour. God blesses us. Whenever we believe the Bible, we believe the gospel, we believe in Jesus and receive him as our own personal saviour and Lord, we receive his righteousness. We're forgiven. All our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future tense sins are forgiven. And we receive, by grace, his righteousness. And so when God looks at you and looks at me, he sees Jesus because we've got his righteousness. We can stand before God because he doesn't see the things that we get wrong, because unfortunately we live in a fallen world, and so often we live out of our flesh more than we live out of our spirit. But God sees us as righteous because our sin is gone. As far as he's concerned, it's as far as the east is from the west. That's where our sin is gone. He doesn't see it. He sees righteousness. And it's righteousness by Jesus Christ. And he sees the gifts of righteousness in us. So let me read a section here I want to read from verse 9. It says, and this I pray, this is Paul speaking, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offence until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. And so the point of why I started with the being filled with the fruits of righteousness and understanding that we're righteous, when you have that mindset, then you will be without offense. Because if you focus first of all upon the fence, you're starting to feel, you know, maybe I let him down, maybe I'm not good enough. But the fact of the matter is that you are good enough in Christ, because you have the righteousness of Christ Jesus. You have the righteousness of God in and through Christ Jesus our Lord. You already are righteous. So Paul's prayer is that you will be without offense till the day of Christ. You'll not allow other things to distract you. And that shouldn't be the case when you come from the position of who you are in Christ. When you come from the position of you, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, my Lord. And so therefore that we will be able to approve of the things that are excellent, because our focus will be on good things, not on bad things. We will be able to discern, we will have knowledge, as it says in verse 9, that our love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment. And you see, love then comes to the fore because we're righteous. Because we're righteous, we live in love by grace. And when we focus on who he is in us, our focus is on him rather than on who we are in the flesh. And you see, it's all to do with our focus. It's the way we look at things. But we look at things depending on how we see ourselves. You see, most of us have had a past. In fact, all of us have had a past. But what I meant to say is, most of us have had a past that maybe isn't the best. And there's been failure and there's been wrong. And if we forget ourselves, we can start looking at those things. And we identify with who we were. But if you're in Christ, you're not that person anymore. And so that's why I started at the end of this passage, is that when you identify yourself as being in Christ, you are righteous. And because you are the righteousness of God by Jesus Christ and you're filled with the fruits of righteousness, then you focus on love, on who God is and who God is in you. So then going back another bit, verse 8 says, "For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you with all the affection of Jesus Christ." You see, Paul longed for the church and the churches. In this particular case, he longed for the Philippians because that's who it's written to. But he also longed for the Corinthians and the Thessalonians and the Colossians, the different churches that he'd been with and people that he'd met and he'd preached and taught. And the thing is that he didn't love them as Paul. And I'm not saying that he didn't love them, but that's not where he was coming from. Let me read verse 8 again. "For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ." You see, when we realize that we're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, when we realize that God who is love, who is in us, that love, his love, the very person of God who is love, enables us to love other people. And so we can long for other people, people that we've been estranged from or whatever, for whatever reasons, but people who have touched us and taught us and we've fellowshiped with, we can long for them with the love of God, because he dwells in us. Going back a bit, verse 7. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you're all partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you with the affection of Jesus Christ. So Paul's talking about grace, the unmerited favor of God toward us, because we don't become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus just because we're good enough, But it's something that Jesus did on the cross before any of us existed. Before we were born, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. It's a decision that God made, and by his grace we are saved through faith. Ephesians chapter 2. And so grace is part of this. So we are righteous, we are filled with love, but we have all of this through grace. And whether we're like Paul and we're in chains, or whether we're free, because our identity is in Jesus Christ and his righteousness and his love, that we acknowledge come by grace. So let me go back to the beginning of the passage, and I'll read through to the end of verse 8. Verse 3, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy. For your fellowship in the gospel from the very first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. And maybe just stop there. A good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. God is able to do a good work in you and will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Why? Because you are righteous. Because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Because you are filled and full of the love of God. Because you're growing in knowledge and discernment. Because your focus is looking on who you are in Christ. And because of that, God is able to do a good work in you, and he will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. Going on, verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in defence and confirmation of the gospel. And I'm coming back into it all again. So when you read that passage, read Philippians 1 verses 3 to 11. Try and think of it in reverse, because sometimes it can become a heavy weight that we think, oh, I can't do this. This is too much of a burden for me. How am I going to be able to do these things? Can I keep to it? And all of that focus is wrong, because it's looking at us. It's looking at me. Am I able to? But when we start from the position of realizing of who we are in Christ, and realizing that it's because of what Jesus has done, and yes, ultimately what he did upon the cross, and that exchange took place where he took our sin and gave us his righteousness. And because we have his righteousness and we have him in our lives, him who is the very love that is his nature, his very being, his goodness and his love, not only towards us, but towards other people. When we allow and receive and believe him, we too become those kind of people who love, but it's his love that's loving through us. And so with that love that's loving through us, there's no pressure. We can relax because it's what he's doing in us. It's what he is doing in us. So allow God to speak through you. Allow yourself to believe who you are in Christ. Embrace Jesus. Embrace the Father. Embrace the Holy Spirit. Embrace the very Word of God that is Jesus. And allow him who is love to be love in you, to flow to other people. Yes, receive him. Receive that love for yourself. Because it's only as you receive that love for yourself that you're able to give it to other people. Able to give him to other people. And that is how we have that fellowship. And we can be confident that he who has begun a good work in us will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. So be encouraged that you've been saved by grace through faith. It's something that God's done. It's something that God started, and it's something that God will finish. And so therefore be thankful, just as Paul is being thankful as he speaks to the Philippians, and realize whose you are and who it is that you have believed in. And realize that he's able to keep you until that day. Praise God and thank him for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.